produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Pastor George Emeka of South Africa, and the first assistant to our CEO and founder, Caleb Padgett. And you are listening to Victorious in Christ radio program with Dr. Ronald E. Rolfe Ministries.
When you don't know what else to do, pray. When you've done all you know how to do, pray. When you've given your all and you wonder what else do you have left to give, pray. God has given us the vehicle of prayer to help us in the time of need. The Bible says that man ought to always pray and not to faint. There came a time in the lives of the disciples, being Jews and being a follower of Jesus Christ, they saw Jesus as their rabbi. And it was under Jewish custom that the rabbi would teach their followers how to pray. And the disciples asked Jesus, "Master, how should we pray?" Jesus began to give them what is called the Lord's Prayer. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." That became known as the Lord's Prayer. But as we began to study scripture more, we found out that there were times when Jesus prayed himself, which lets us know that if the Word of God, which became flesh and became Jesus, Yahshua, became our Savior, the Christ, if he had to pray, then surely as believers, we have to pray as well. When we study the scriptures, we find times where Jesus Christ even prayed himself. There was a time that he prayed there at the grave of Lazarus. Jesus could have easily performed the miracle, called Lazarus from death back to life. But he prayed before he performed the miracle. He prayed to the Father. And there was a time that Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane when the weight of the ministry was so heavily upon him. He goes in the garden to pray. And there he prays. And the Bible says that he takes into the inner garden with him three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. He said, "Will you watch with me 1 hour while I pray?" Jesus then asked them to pray. He just said, "Watch with me while I pray." There are times you can't depend on prayers of others. You got to go before God for yourself. There are times that you're struggling and wrestling with the cares of life. And we thank God for the prayer warriors. We thank God for prayer partners. But you have to go before God for yourself. Jesus goes further into the garden and he begins to pray. He's under so much stress and so much agony. Why? Because Jesus knew what was ahead of him. He begins to pray, and the writer lets us know that Jesus was under so much stress that sweat began to drop from him as great drops of blood. But yet he continued to pray. And the Bible says that he prayed the same prayer 3 times. He prayed the first time and he went back and found his three disciples asleep. He said, could you not watch with me just 1 hour while I pray? Jesus went back and prayed again, the same prayer. What was he praying, my sisters and my brothers? He was saying, Father, allow this cup to pass from me. We began to wonder what was in the cup that'll have Jesus under so much agony. Some said, well, death was in the cup. But I come by to submit to you that it was not death that Jesus was concerned about. Jesus had had bouts with death before he knew his own life was coming to an end. He said, no man take my life, but I lay it down freely that I may take it up again. Jesus had had bouts with death. There was a time in his ministry when there was a widow woman of Nain. Her son had died, and they were on their way to the cemetery to bury her son. And Jesus came walking by. I want you to know there are times in our lives where we need the Lord to come walking by. The Bible says that Jesus didn't say anything but just touched the bier where the boy was laid. And the Bible says that he sat up. So now the processional on the way to the cemetery became a recessional. They had to turn around and go back and give the widow woman her money back. Because the son that once had died is now alive. So Jesus had a bout with death. Then there was a man of the synagogue by the name of Jairus. He came inquiring of the Lord one day, saying, Master, my daughter is gravely ill. Would you come see about her? Jesus agreed to come and see. But while he was en route, he was delayed by the woman with the issue of blood. One came from Jairus' house, saying, trouble not the master any longer. Your daughter is dead. But Jesus overheard the conversation, told Jairus to be not afraid, but believe God. So he goes to the house and he takes there and he goes there and he finds that they are crying and they are mourning because the damsel had died. Jesus told him that she's not dead, but she's only asleep. They began to laugh at the Lord. It doesn't matter how the world may laugh at your calamity. It doesn't matter how the world may laugh at your problems. I want you to understand that as long as you invite Jesus in, things will get better. Jesus now goes further into the house and put all the doubters out, all the skeptics out. Takes Peter, James, and John into the house with him. There with Jairus and there with Jairus' wife and the damsel. And Jesus spoke a word over death in that damsel's body. I want you to understand that as we pray that God can speak a word over a matter that appears to be dead in your life. He said, Talitha kumai, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. The Bible says the damsel sat up. Jesus said, give her something to eat. So he had battled with death with Jairus' daughter. Then Jesus was on ministry one day. He was in a city called Bethany. Bethany means house of dates. He was there in Bethany, and word came to him from two of his friends, Mary and Martha. They told the Lord, he whom thou lovest is sick. Come see about him. Who was the one that Jesus loved? It was their brother, Lazarus. But the Bible says that Jesus tarried longer where he was. Isn't it amazing that there are times you can request the Lord to come and it seems like he tarries where he is? It seems like he doesn't show up. It seems like something has him delayed longer than what you expected. But the Bible says that while they were waiting for Jesus, Lazarus died. Then Jesus tells his disciples, it's now time for us to go see about my friend Lazarus. And Jesus tells them, well, He's not dead, but he's only asleep. So when Jesus now gets to where Lazarus is, one of his sisters comes out and said, "Don't worry now. I wish you had been here sooner, but my brother is dead. And had you been here, he would not have died." And Jesus told her, "Well, you'll see your brother again in the resurrection." She says, "I know I'll see him again in the resurrection." But Jesus wanted her to know that I am the resurrection. Jesus now goes to the house and the other sister is there. He says, "Just show me where you laid him." As we get ready to pray, there are times we got to be more specific with God. We got to show him where the problem is. He already knows where it is, but he said, "I want you to take me where he is." Jesus now gets to the grave of Lazarus, and there a stone is there. Jesus said, "Roll the stone away." Let's wait a minute, Lord. If we roll the stone away, the stench of death will come out of that grave. And Jesus begins to tell them, "No, just roll the stone away." He begins to pray to the Father. He prays to the Father before he works the miracle. Then he calls Lazarus from the grave. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." So now we have three incidents where Jesus had dealt with death and had won the victory over the death of those individuals. But now in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prays and said, "Father, allow this cup to pass from me. I serve notice on you. There are times we all have a cup in our life. And we want that cup to pass from us because it becomes a bitter cup. It becomes a cup that we don't want to drink out of." But while Jesus is now there praying three times, after the second time he goes and finds them asleep again, he tells them to sleep on. He goes back now and prays the third time. And now he receives strength from the angels. And now he comes to the position in life, "Father, not my will, but thou will be done." Jesus now arises. He's ready to go forth further into ministry, even knowing that the cross is ahead of him, even knowing that death is waiting on him, even knowing that the grave is waiting on him. But he leaves on record for us to know that when we get to a point in our life and we don't know what to do, it's just time to go to the Lord. I hear the seasoned saints saying that you can tell Jesus all about it and he won't tell anybody else. Somebody else said that there's a telephone down in our bosom and we can call him up. They said that Jesus is on the main line. My sisters and my brothers, you here in the sanctuary, those of you that are viewing, I'm going to ask if you would just touch and agree with me in prayer that God will do what he does best, and that is be God. I ask you to touch and agree with me because surely maybe there are things in your life. Maybe there are situations and problems in your life. Maybe there's a loved one that's ill and you need God to heal them. Maybe there's a trial or tribulation you're going through, and it seems like you can't weather the storm. It seems like you can't find your way out of the storm. It seems like the storm itself is about to destroy you. But I hear the word of God saying that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Don't you dare settle for a pity party when you're going through things in life. Yes, the devil is busy. Yes, he's running and wreaking havoc on the saints. But the Bible reminds us that they that live godly shall suffer persecution. The Bible reminds us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Why? Because he's able to do that now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that worketh through us. He reminds us that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper. He reminds us that greater is he that is in us than he that's within the world. He reminds us that no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright before me. He reminds us that I know the thoughts I think concerning you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He reminds us that anything is possible for God, because there's nothing too hard for God. He reminds us that he which hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And we know all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. And we know he's given us power. Say, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall cast out devils in my name. And Satan, I serve notice on you. You are a lying wonder right now in this place. Not in this sanctuary, but in the sanctuaries of our hearts. Let your body, let your heart become a sanctuary to God. And Lord, come into my sanctuary. Come into my place of worship. Come into my place of praise. You said you inhabit the praises of the people. Let your Shekinah glory come, oh God, as we begin to call on your name. Send down your rain. Send down the latter rain, oh God. You said the latter rain will be greater than the first. Oh God, send it down now. Let your will be done, oh God. Saints of God, I'm going to ask you to stand all over the building. I know this is a little unorthodox for you, but the Bible says that they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And as we begin to call on God collectively, I want you to call on God individually. Whatever that matter is, whatever that problem is, lay hands on yourself. Because the Bible says that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. No, you may not have a physical ailment, but it can be a spiritual ailment in your body. It can be a mental problem in your body. It can be a relationship problem in your body. It can be problem in your home. It can be problem on your job. It can be a problem in your finances. Whatever the problem is, God is able to fix it in your life. But you have to call on him. You have to invite him in. Just like Jairus invited Jesus to his house. Invite him to your house. Do like Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Why? Because when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Perhaps you're saying, preacher, why do you quote scriptures? Why do you rehearse the word of God in your spirit? I do that because I have to do like David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. I have to do it because the Holy Ghost, he comes to remind us and teach us and bring things to our remembrance. When you're going through, child of God, remember the word of God, because the word of God is true, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. That which he said, shall he not do it? That which he spoken, shall he not make it good? The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Jesus said, heaven and earth would pass away before one dot or one tittle of my word would pass away. Oh my God, the Bible tells us to lean not into our own understanding, but to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he shall direct our path. Why? Because the steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. The Lord said, he is my shepherd and I shall not want. He will lead me. He will guide me. He will teach me. He will show me. But I have to stay focused and stay on the wall like Nehemiah said. Nehemiah said, why should we come down off this wall when we are doing a great work? The enemy is trying to destroy you because he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Why? Because in him we live, we move, and have our being. Why? Because he's an awesome God. Because he is omnipresent. He's all around us. He's in us. He's over us. He's beneath us. He's that type of God. But he's ubiquitous. He's everywhere at the same time. And because he's that kind of God, he's an omnipotent God. He has all power. He's Elohim. He's El Shaddai. He's Jehovah. He's Yahweh. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah Tishinu. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah in my life. He's God in my life. And because he is the only true and wise God, we have a God that we can call on. When we call on him, he will hear us and he will answer our prayer. He said, before you call me, I will answer. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. And knock and the door shall be open unto you. He said, I would do that if you would invite me in. Because he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Why? Because he said, I am the door. I am the truth. I am the light. Whatever you need, he became our light, and his light became our life. And the Bible says that the word of God was made flesh, and it came and dwelt and tabernacled among us. And because we have the word of God, get your mind on God. The devil is a liar. Satan even will come and try to invade the sanctuary of God. He'll have you thinking about all other things. But somebody said, get your mind on Jesus. Because we're going to have a time. Why is it so important? Because we have to set the ambiance. We have to set the atmosphere. The Bible says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. You can't thank him and bless him when you worried about everything else. When you got your mind on everything else, when you want to be entertained rather than come and worship him. Nowhere in the Bible does it say it for him to entertain us, or for us to entertain each other. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst. It's not about entertaining you. It's not about making you feel good. It's not about making you smile. It's not about making you laugh. But it's about you realizing and understanding that as long as I got God on my side, as long as I got God with me, as long as God is with me, because God will help me and God will fix it out and God will work it out and God will straighten it out. But all I got to do is just begin to open up my mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Come on, let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for who you are. I thank you, Lord God, that you're a God that never fails. I thank you, Lord God, that you are with us right now. Even in the midst of these battles, oh God, even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, oh God, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. Now, oh God, I just want to thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to give your name praise, to give your name glory, to thank you, oh God, for who you are. You told us in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us right now. And Lord, as we come together, as we assemble in your name, I ask, oh God, for you to come to more right now, oh God, and bind the devil, Lord. Bind him right now, oh God, because I know you're able. You're able to work it out. You're able to fix it, oh God. Lift up the bowed down head, oh God. Oh God, fix the broken heart. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, do it right now, oh God. If you don't do it, Lord, the enemy will say that you're not able, but we know you're so able. You're the God of the mountain, and you're the God in the valley. And yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow though in death we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thou rod and thou staff, it comfort us, O God. Now comfort your people, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lift that heavy load, O God. You said if we cast our cares upon you, O God, that, O God, you would help us. And now we cast our cares upon you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, there's no other name given to help us. Jesus, we know you're able. Jesus, you're so able. We call on that name because there's power in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's salvation in that name. And everything we need is in that name. You said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now do it, Lord. Everybody under the sound of my voice, those in the room, those that are viewing, move now, Lord. Move by your spirit, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. Your spirit, oh God, for you're holy. You're the Holy One. You're the God of Israel. You're the God of this world. You're the God of this earth. You made us, oh God. You know our frames, oh God. You know our names, oh God. You know us, oh God, even in our weak moments. But you told us, oh God, let the weak say I'm strong. Say I'm strong in the Lord, because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We call on you, Lord. I waited patiently upon the Lord, and he heard my cry. I'm like the hart, oh God, that panted after the water brook. For my soul, it follows hard after thee. My soul, you said all souls are yours, oh God. We belong to you, and you belong to us. And oh God, make a way out of no way. Make a way right now. Oh God, do it now. Destroy the yoke. Destroy the yoke. Because of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. Destroy it now, oh God. Put it down under our feet. You gave us power to tread on serpents and on scorpions. You gave us power to speak those things that be not as though they were. I'm calling it now, oh God. Let the sick be healed. Heal now, Lord. Go to that home. Go into that room. Send your word. Send your word. Your healing word. Jehovah Rapha, heal, Lord. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of your peace is upon us, O God. And with your stripes, we are healed. You shed your blood for the healing of us. You shed your blood for our salvation. Without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. And we thank you, Lord, for your blood. Your blood. Cover us now, Lord. Cover us, Lord, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And do a work in us. Do a work, oh God. Do it right now, Lord. Do it right now, Lord. Yes, oh God. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. Give strength to your people. Help them, oh God. Encourage them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let them see your miracle. Work a miracle now. Turn it around, Lord. Turn it around, Lord. Turn it around. around, Lord. Whatever it is, oh God, turn it around, Lord. Turn that trial into triumph, oh God. Turn the darkness into light. Turn the sickness into wellness in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. I know in my spirit. I know in my heart. Cause can't nobody help us like you, Lord. Can't nobody bless us like you, Lord. You are our help, a present help, Lord. In the time of trouble, you told us, oh God, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal the land. Heal the land. Heal the land. The cattle on a thousand hill, they belong to you. Heal the land. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. Heal the land. Deliver right now. Deliver, oh God. You are a deliverer. You're bigger. You're wiser. You're stronger. There's nobody like our God. And we call on our God like never before. The devil is a liar. He thought he had us. But I serve notice. Satan, you're a lying wonder. We cast you out. We cast you out. Out of the mind. Out of the wheel, out of the way. Touch the mind, Lord. Touch the mind, Lord. That the same mind that be in Christ Jesus, that it be also in us, oh God. Let us be not conformed to this world, but let us be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In our mind, Lord. In our heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus. You told us, Lord, if we would just call on you, you would save us. You told us, Lord, you will save us and our house. Save our house, Lord. Save now. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're able. You're able. I know you're able. Satan, we want you to know that we believe God and we trust God and we are waiting and we are believing, but we see it now. We see it now. Yes, oh God, we walk by faith and not by sight. I see it now. The healing now, the deliverance now, the breakthrough now, the turnaround now. I see it now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, God, and take us higher, higher, Lord, higher in your grace and higher in your mercy. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Abba God, you are our Father, you are our help, you are our creator. We call on the Father, we call on him. Holy Spirit, our paraclete, sweet heavenly dove, rest on us, rule in us, abide on us, reign on us like a heavenly dove from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus. And Lord, order our steps, and Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Now, God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you, and we thank you. Now open up your mouth and tell the Lord thank you, and we thank you. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Come in our praise. Come in our praise. right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Send that praise, oh God, like they never had before. Send it now, oh God, because it is in our praise, oh God, when we begin to praise you, when we begin to magnify you. We know the devil is defeated. Shout, he's defeated. The devil is defeated. He's defeated in our bodies. He's defeated in our minds. He's defeated in our finances. He's defeated in our homes. He's defeated on our jobs. Satan, you are defeated. And because you are defeated, you belong down under our feet. You belong down, down under our feet. And we tread on you in the name of Jesus. Begin to tread on him. Begin to stomp on him. Says, Satan, take that. For all the hell you tried to put me through, you tried to kill me, you tried to destroy me, but my God, he was right there all the time. My God, he never left me. But now I got a testimony, and now I can tell the world it was nobody. It was nobody. It was nobody but the Lord that did it. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? But I look to the hills from which cometh my help. For all of my help, for all of my help, for all of my help, it comes from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. And for that, I gotta praise him. I gotta praise him, because you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I don't look like what I've been through. I'm so glad. I could have been dead in my grave. But God, but God, but God, he turned it around. And when he turned it around, I came forth like gold. I came forth with a made up mind. I came forth under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to begin to praise him right now. Begin to praise him right now. Come on, begin to praise him. Come on, praise him. Come on, church. Come on, Zion. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Come on. Come on. Come on. Finish. Stay right there, brother musicians. But I refuse to let the devil think he has won over anybody in this room, over anybody under the sound of my voice. And all I need is just one anointed person on every pew to give God praise. Now, if others join in, praise him. I just need one anointed person on every pew to give God praise. And what you're doing, you're praising God for that whole pew. Come on, you praising God for that whole pew. You praising God for that whole pew. All I need you to do is just give him praise for that pew. Some of you got that I don't believe it spirit. And I hear you saying, let her praise him. Let her praise him. Some of you saying, well, preacher, what am I praising him for? The Lord told me to tell you, you're praising him because it could have been another way. It could have been another way. And if you won't praise him for that, you won't praise him for nothing. But right now, I want you to give God your best praise and say, Lord, I thank you. It could have been another way. Bless you. Take your seats. Take your seats. But I hear it. I hear those shackles breaking. I hear it. I hear those doors opening. I hear it. I hear it right now in my spirit. I hear it. All you gotta do is just walk through in your praise. But you wanna stand still, and God wants you to walk through in your praise. I dare you to walk through in your praise. I dare you to just walk through in your praise. I dare you to walk through in it. God bless you. Take your seats. God bless you. Take your seats. Would everybody just give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Would you just give the Lord a hand clap of praise? As we go a little further into our order of worship, and I use that term lightly, order of worship, because we did not follow the order of worship on today. I make no apologies, I give no amends for that, because the Holy Spirit is the order of the day. He knows what we have need of. Because you can stand here and proclaim the word of God and preach the word of God. But if the heart is not receptive to receive the word, it doesn't do any good. It's like planting a seed on stony ground. It would take no depth. It won't take root. It won't grow. It won't go through a process to get stronger. So the Holy Spirit knows what we have need of. And there are times he has to take out the stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. Because if you're not careful, the cares of this life will make you hard and angry and bitter and frustrated. You'll find yourself even frustrated with God. Because you'll think everybody else seems to have it nice. But why am I having all these problems? You don't know what's going on in their home. You don't know what's going on in their life or in their body. You don't know what they're having to be delivered from. Don't be so jealous of others when God wants to use you. You're the best you ever have. If God wanted another you, he'd have made another you. Begin to thank God for where you are and what he's doing in your life. And be honest with God. Be honest with God, saints. Come on, be honest with God. Open up and pour your heart out to him. Even if you don't do it in the sanctuary, in that private moment. Don't you know you can have the best church you'll ever have when you're by yourself? Because you're not worried about what you have on. You're not worried about who's looking. You're not worried about what time it is. Some of the most powerful moves of God that I've experienced was at home when I was by myself and just praying to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit would come in and just take me to a place in worship that I long for all the time. Once you experience a level of worshiping God, nothing else less than that will satisfy you. Because you long for that. You want to get back to that. Because that's just a glimpse of glory. When we get in glory, that's all we're going to do is praise and worship God. And if you won't praise and worship him now, what makes you think God wants you in heaven? Understand and realize why Lucifer, who became Satan, who became the adversary, who became Beelzebub, understand why he was put out of heaven. He wasn't put out of heaven because he was an angel. He was put out of heaven because he no longer wanted to worship and praise God. That's it. He no longer wanted to worship and praise God. He wanted all the angelic angels, bodies, even creation to worship him. In other words, when he was on the scene, he thought he was it. And you have people like that now. They think when they arrive, they are it. Don't ever be like that. None of us are that important. All of us can be replaced. But when he refused to worship and praise God, God wouldn't tolerate that. And we don't know how long God put up with it. But whatever it was long enough for Lucifer to get other angels to act like him. That's the danger. When you begin to act like others who won't praise and worship God, that's the danger there. When you fall in that category, you're not fit to be in front of God. Because when we come before him, we have to acknowledge who he is. You can't just come before God any type of way. He told us that, how to come before him. We have to honor him for who he is.
sky is all shone with blackness. No shelter or help is nigh. That we perish. How can the Lord sleep when he sings like each moment? Ooh.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.